writing or speech. An extract from a text set as an examination with questions designed to test understanding of it. Inclusion. The inclusion of non-conformists in the Anglican Church. That's it.
So what are the weddings that you have comprehend? To comprehend means to
understand,
to include. So you learn to understand each other, you learn to include each other in your feelings, in your fears. Talk about your fears with each other. Talk about all the things that cause you pain or fear. Some peoples are very frightened of the nature of spirit channeling. They are terrified of it. How is this? They are terrified because they have been taught to be terrified. And what is behind it?
Fear.
Fear of what?
The unknown.
What else?
Well, something shall hurt them.
And you might hear a different opinion.
What else may it be?
Fear of taking responsibility.
There is something even more.
Truth. Love.
Something deeper that makes for the fear.
Would it be also a fear of not knowing themselves?
A fear of understanding of where they come from.
What is the most fundamental fear that is within each of you? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Where does fear fix itself in your body?
In
your middle self. In here, in your stomach, as you say. And what is the feeling that you get in this middle self when you have fear in it?
Sick.
Hollow.
Churning.
And what word might you like to use to describe this sick, churning, hollow feeling?
Dread.
Dread. And what does the color of dread bring into you? What color does dread have for you?
Black, gray, red.
Black, gray, red. What sort of red?
Deep, sort of rich red.
Dark red. So you're looking at dark. Dark. It is the fear of darkness. The fear of darkness. That is the fear of channeling. Fear of the darkness within themselves. Fear that the darkness is going to come and invade their body or the body of a loved one, or that darkness is invading the body of the one who is speaking. You understand? It is this fear of the dark, and it is fear of the negative power The negative power will not bring you words of encouragement, will not bring you words of loving each other, will not bring you words of comfort, will not bring you words of encouraging you to be growing strong in the light and be independent and be a leader of men and women, to be teacher of young souls and other souls. It will come and it will tell you how useless you are, how dreadful you are, how hopeless, what failures you are, and other manner of things. And this feeling of darkness and dread is within everybody. And the dark energy whispers to it all the time. It doesn't come through the one who is speaking, that the spirit person is coming and speaking to you. It is coming within your own being. This is where the darkness comes, the darkness within your own being. And in order to dispel the darkness, you must allow the light to shine. You must dispense with the words of whisperings that come to you. So when somebody says to you, don't do because it is evil, bad, wrong, and what it is you are listening to is giving you words of love, light, encouragement, peace, harmony, healing, etc., etc., then you know that it is not bad, evil, wrong, and you can be strong in your truth and your being and say, my word, you are so very frightened. How can I help you to not be so frightened? It may be that you cannot. However, you can make the offer. It is this fear that they are going to become possessed by evil. They have fear that the one that is being spoken is being possessed by evil. The only part of it that they are correct about is that there is a temporary possession. And I say temporary because those of the light will only come to possess the physical body of the channel at the invitation of the channel and the channel's doorkeeper and guardian. Understand? It is the guardian's task to maintain this integrity in spirit.
It's not new. Well, I had that. I know, I always deal with about my dreams. I had a dream. And I was being chased by two thugs, and then I looked in this. I went up into it, looked like either a bedroom or a bathroom. I believe it was a bathroom. It was all white. And then I looked in the mirror and I just said, I can't hide from the light because it was just all around me. And I just went, oh well. And then I had this, I don't know if it's the same time or not, I had this big brick wall with a few holes in it, like you see as you're going towards a monk thing, and on the inside of it was all this, it was all dark and burnt bodies and all that sort of stuff. And then next minute I saw the water coming rushing past, and then I saw this white light. And I forgot to mention something before that because I saw spirit come before. Did you catch all that? I said it all muddly again, haven't I? You're better off just reading me.
What is it you want to make clear? Do what? You know?
Well, you say no. How's that?
As usual.
Yeah.
So you have to first of all gather yourself, your wits together. Do you have some of those?
Oh, I don't know anymore.
Gather your wits together and ask yourself, what is it you're wanting to make clear to yourself?
What I was wondering was, what I felt was, now did I commit suicide at that stage before those two thugs came along, before my spirit people come and collected me, or had I been disposed of, or did spirit come along and save me?
What do you want to know this for?
Curiosity, basically. Because it's something
that's... How is it going to help you now?
I can't answer that either. Well, you usually get shown things. Well, I was...
What were you asking?
Well, I can't remember that. That was in my dream.
You're asking questions so you'll be given answer. So it is important that you be able to remember question, is it not?
Oh, hell.
So you have two bullies.
Yeah.
And you're running away.
Yeah. And obviously...
And you came to a realization. What was it?
It was a complete waste of time. Running away.
What did Sanji just say to you before time? Sometimes you have to just cover up all the important bits and let the blows land. Because you cannot escape whatever it is that is coming, and you must light shine out. The light is going to shine out.
Yeah, that's what
so
I
you can't hide. You just protect yourself.
So is this going to happen in my future? That was the question, maybe. Or was that just the formation of my what I've got now?
What are you? What are you?
What am I? Like, I'm a person? Is that what you're asking?
What else?
Little Robin?
What else?
A mother? And all those other things.
What other things? This is important because it is for everybody.
She means to.
I suppose human I need being. To acknowledge. Like,
human being.
Yeah, I said that.
Incarnate soul.
Yeah. And I work in the light.
That is the most important one. You're working in the light. So you are a being of light.
So I attract. Okay.
Beings of light have to do what?
Shine.
They have to shine. That is your job. Your task.
Stare at the street. You can get arrested, you know. Stare around the street corners.
Like a beacon.
Why did you use the term thug?
Because I saw them before. I didn't give you the complete story.
I just wanted to ask you why you used the word thug.
Thug comes
from thugging, which comes from a follower of Kali. So I just wonder whether it was to what extent you chose that word instead of burglar or...
Because I knew I was going to get beaten up. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you are speaking about... what?
Me?
No, Brian.
Oh, I just wondered whether a dream was deeper than it appeared to her.
So go into this some more.
Well, the followers of Kali are evil people who have ritual assassinations
that
which
is
involve
so
with putting a pick through your body and then digging holes and robbing you, burying you.
That is so.
And they supposedly do this within the light of Kali's supposed to shine.
Kali is another name for the Earth Mother. It is the dark side of the Earth Mother in the religion and the faiths of the peoples. There is the Kali of light and there's the Kali of darkness. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know. I'm only aware of the dark side.
That which you are speaking of is the Kali of darkness. And they attribute this to the Kali of darkness, and they worship the Kali of darkness. And their concept is of the Earth Mother and the dark side of the Earth Mother. So they are making powerful only the negative energies that they perceive of the Earth, not the positive energies. They are making great the destruction, the disharmonies that they perceive, and attempting to take for themselves the powers of that. The Kali of light that they also recognize is the opposite, the Kali of creativeness, of construction, of birth, regrowth. Now, you need to know that the energy of the Earth is both, only not evil, just is both. Sometimes the energy has to bring down so that new can be built up. Remember, I come to you many moons past and I say to you, I am the law of balance. That is where it is. There is no evil, no good in balance. Sometimes something has to be brought down so that something else can be built up. This is not the evil, it just is. So in order to redress the balance within your own self, in your own being, your own harmonies, your own relationships, you need to apply the similar truths, the patterns of these truths. However, it doesn't make you worshipper Kali, the negative Kali.
The only other thing I remember, Diana, is that they kill ritually by strangulation. And the last reported crimes that I'm aware of were about 1860 odd.
Sanji, I would like to ask, if I may,
thank you.
What you said, what you've just mentioned, Diana, just reminded me of something that I've had lots of dreams for many, many years, like about 10 or 15 years, about being pursued and people attempting to murder me and so on. And sometimes I'd be locked in a camp and I would escape, and sometimes I'd help other people escape as well, and sometimes I'd just get an arm shot or whatever. But anyway, the other night, they finally caught up with me after all this time and they executed me. And yeah, I didn't know if that was a past life or
because it's been going on for so long, I know it must have some significance, but I wasn't really, I felt like it was an acceptance. Is it accepting sort of not running away anymore, or was
it
showing?
Is that in part the loss of tool and knowing that you are beginning a new life? It is the end of the time of being away in a certain manner, and now you are going to be away in a new manner of being.
Oh, I see.
So there comes the completion. The death of that way of being. However, all the skills, all the desires of that time you will bring with you into your new life.
Yeah.
Your desire to rescue, your desire to set free both others and your own self, you will carry into your new life.
And I also wondered, because I've had this fear of Māori people, and I used to feel that they were going to sort of gang rape me and kill me, and I used to get really scared about even just walking down the street if I knew that there might be some gang members down the road or something like that. And and I sort of wondered where that came from.
Because you have experienced this in your soul before time.
Wow.
However, when you become strong in the light, you will sense when you are able to make for these walkings you speak of and when you are not. This does not mean that you not be sensible about the bullies of your world, because they are there. So perhaps sometimes you have to be sensible and not put yourself at the place of where the bullying can take place. You understand? In the event that you have foreknowledge, use it. This is sensible, is it not? Otherwise, do not walk around with your aura filled with the light of the victim. Because in doing this, you will attract to you those that would like to make you victim some more. When you shine with the light of power, strength, truth, then you are not going to be made victim. Understand?
Yeah.
And this is very true of yourself also. It also is answered to part of your question. You can be, not you, this other person I'm asking question right at the beginning time.
Yes. That's good.
You can continue to be victim, or you can stand proud and tall and straight and strong in your own power and not be anymore. There is that part of it.
So if that thing happened to me, and not this life, another life?
Does not mean it's going to happen now. It does not mean that all peoples of this color skin are going to do this to you.
No.
So you have to now start learning to trust. Trust yourself. Trust in your own power, your own strength, and your own honesty of being. And when you do that, there will be no fear. You will be able to look into the eyes of others, any others, and know what is in their soul.
Because sometimes I still do feel that fear when I see those people, even though I know what my feelings are doing as well. So that's how I heal that. What happened is to trust myself and get over that fear. As well.
That is so. Also remember also to look into the eyes, and then you will be able to read the soul. You will be able to read whether there is intent in the soul to go do you harm, or whether there is not. That is always supposing you are that close. In the event you are not that close, then just keep all your senses alert and be strong in yourself. Be confident. I know these things.
Is there another planet we can live on?
That is going to be a question for another night, little one. Mm-hmm. Because your timings are very, very gone. Gone past. So I'm going to have to leave in you now. However, I have given before time that there are places for humankind to go live upon. So I'll give you a short answer. Yes, there are. There is much for you to ponder on, much to consider. And have you done your homework?
No, I've been attempting to get home.
Sometimes. You have to talk to each other, will you not?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go now and I'm going to leave you with the power. Not the power of the stalk of the being. Little one can come and give you a story another time.
Yeah.
I will go now and leave with the power of light. The power of loving each other. Of sharing the light with each other and of embracing it and each other in the light and allowing your own light to resonate and to shine for others to see and to feel. This is the power that I leave you with this light. So be it.
Thank
shredding with these words. And to remember to allow the crystal light of love to burn bright within your heart. And may the light of the oneness strike it and bring forth its brilliant colours of light to drive away the darkness from the soul. Be at peace.